The Stations of the Cross. Some poems on the road to Calvary. The first station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Pilate judges Jesus. Who holds the sword of Rome? The empire's sway determines puppet kingdoms. Who shall rule? Which gods to worship, where and how to pray? What lives to cast adrift this ship of fools? Seated upon this pavement, judgment waits, about to etch his name in history. Your king? He asks the object of their hate, unsettled by this silent mystery. This is the truth. But what is truth? He cries, and hides behind the relativist fraud, the war between objective truth and lies, pagan deceivers and the one true God. Buck passed, hands washed, to Calvary he brings the final judge of all, and King of Kings. We pray for those unjustly imprisoned and for victims of the states of terror. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. O sacred head, so wounded, defiled and put to scorn, O kingly head, surrounded with mocking crown of thorn, what sorrow mars thy grandeur, can death thy bloom deflower? O countenance whose splendor the hosts of heaven adore. The second station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus takes up his cross. How light it hangs around your neck and sparkles in the noonday sun, this engine of man's cruelty, death row's own sacred jewellery, the crossroads of eternity, the shadow over Calvary where victory was won. No silver in his hands he bears, but heavy, splintered, rough-hewn wood into his shoulder carves the groove no resurrection can remove, the wounded corpus that will prove the sacrifice that is God's love, this Friday we call good. We pray for the witness of the church. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, thy beauty long desired hath vanished from our sight. Thy power is all expired and quench the light of light. Ah me, for whom thou diest, hide not so far thy grace. Show me, O love most highest, the brightness of thy face. The third station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus falls for the first time. We, the sin-sick, sorry heirs of Adam's fall, watch this man of sorrows go the way he must. Look down from rooftops on this checkerboard of fate, this boiling cauldron of satanic hate, this poison tide of evil in full spate, where history's pawns reduce the king to mate, this beaten saviour toppled in the dust. Sprawled in the street, this second Adam fallen, flung earthward by God's love and mankind's sin, whose weight upon the gallows he will bear, this dust that made all dust, returning there, Moriah, where the Son of Man was spared, this thicket where the sacrifice is snared, beyond the gates of death to victory win. We pray for all those who carry the weight. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. I pray thee, Jesus, own me, me shepherd good for thine, who to thy fold hast won me, and fed with truth divine. Me guilty, me refuse not, incline thy face to me. This comfort that I lose not, on earth to comfort thee. The fourth station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus meets his mother. And has it come to this, blessed mother of the manger child, that we should meet upon this road of death, and you should dare to hold me in your arms, as once so long ago you did in flight, sought refuge from these self-same swords now drawn to hunt me down and pierce your very heart, as Simeon foretold in temple years gone by. This is the long road home on Sorrow Street. You brought me here, now you will see me hence, to scaffold's foot, and from despite of hell, the rusted bolts of heaven's gates, blood loosed. Hold me again, and I shall lift you high, as down all ages yet to come, you will present me still to worlds as yet unborn. For our mothers, for Mother Church, for the mother of us all. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. In thy most bitter passion, my heart to share doth cry, with thee for my salvation, upon the cross to die. Ah, keep my heart thus moved, to stand thy cross beneath, to mourn thee, well-beloved, yet thank thee for thy death. The fifth station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Simon of Cyrene. We beat him senseless half the night, thorn-crowned him at the break of day. The Jew has staggered, stumbled, fallen. Now we need a strongish bloke. Grab that big Jew to bear his weight and walk with him his lonely way. Libyan? Perfect. A coloured Jew. A last imperial racist joke. And so, from out the crowd, I took my place, shouldered the fallen beam. Each step, an agony for him, I saw the faces of mankind that lie in death row and wept or jeered or silent stood as if in dream. He staggered still, the loss of blood, parched, torn, delirious and blind. I saw the world as only he could see, loves, hates, indifference. I walked with him where no one else has walked, and pays sin's bloody price. To summit bleak, where scorching sun and racking pain brook no pretence, and watch him hang and rock and gasp and bleed and promise paradise. Now, in my dotage, with my sons at mass in the community, I feel the cross and once more walk beside the Lamb of Calvary. For all those who come to the aid of the suffering. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. My days are few, O fail not with thine immortal power to hold me that I quail not in death's most fearful hour, that I may fight befriended and see in my last strife to me thine arms extended upon the cross of life. The sixth station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus, risks the sword's points, sharp jeopardy of spears, breaches the crowd wall, stops the procession. Heart of compassion for this dying man, kneels in the dust and wipes the face of God. Down all the ages, image imprinted, sister of mercy to brother of man, the very icon by which name we know her, passes the cloth to all who will follow. The way of sorrows is still filled with pain, injustice tortures still at Satan's whim. The crack in humanity's indifference leaves history's room for each Veronica, who seeks no glory, nor this world's reward, enough to wipe the face of her dear Lord. For those who minister to the persecuted, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. There is a green hill far away, without a city wall, where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. The seventh station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus falls for the second time. The stumbling wreck of humankind, the airless press, the gaining sun, the narrow street, the pulsing crowd, to see the execution done. Blood-blind, shaking, legs gone, wobbles, parched, broken, down he goes again, clown-like, flailing on the cobbles, a beaten fighter, hooked on pain. The soldiers wait for him to rise for this political charade. On battlefields they'd end it now, death their familiar stock in trade. To rise, to fall, to rise for men who shall not pass this way again. For those broken by cruelty. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. We may not know, we cannot tell, what pains he had to bear, but we believe it was for us, he hung and suffered there. The eighth station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. The women of Jerusalem. Howl as the siege engine of Titus breaches the ancient city wall. Put to the sword your precious children. Scream as the sacred temple falls. Weep at the coming devastation, mourn for the life beyond recall. In these stone clefts press prayers of exile, this solitary remnant wall. Sob as another son of David falls to the empire of the sword. The cry for freedom and salvation has won its regular reward. Hearts in the cradle, wake begun, keen the death of each mother's son. For those who are victims of war. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. The ninth station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus falls for the third time. Dust thou art, and unto dust, so runs the Lenten roundelay. We are the debris of dead stars, so long ago, so far away. Yet animated by the word, and spirit breathed, and then by Christ, allowed the husbandry and fruit of all but one in paradise. In dust the Lord kneels as before, him who alone should be adored, upon unyielding earthen floor, and cherubim put up their sword. The cross in view, the hill awaits, who holds the key to Eden's gates. For those who kneel in the dust with Jesus. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. The 10th station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus is stripped of his garments. Strip down the altar, strip down the sacrifice. Death is not enough, we needs humiliate. Naked you came here, naked you return. What holds you, binds you, are not your mother's arms. Dice for the seamless signal of unity, whose beauty we see but your faithful will rend. Rags of poverty, garments of majesty. Truly, at the last, we hail the Son of God. Spear of Longinus will pierce the heart of God. For those whose dignity is distressed. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. Oh, dearly, dearly has he loved, and we must love him too, and trust in his redeeming blood, and try his works to do. The 11th station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Kind of Pilate to flog him and have him nailed up too. They both increase the blood loss and leave death less to do. The shattered wrists won't haul him up for another breath to gasp some words of comfort from suffocating death. The ankles bust and bleeding, on which no man can stand to look across the valley and see the promised land. Here, on Mount Moriah, they slew the Son of Man. That we may thank God for the sacrifice of his love. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. The 12th station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus dies on the cross. The demons squeal in ecstasy at this dark triumph of their rebel Lord. Into the hands of death surrendered is the heir of all and God's own Son, who gambled all upon this hilltop sacrifice to save the Son of Man. Fell halls of hell re-echo to the jeers at love and mercy now undone. Beneath the broken corpus weep the faithful few, hopes dashed and future fled. Courtiers of this their sovereign Lord, so cruelly crowned and kingdom never come. King shepherd, scattered flock, abandoned God, passes the portal of the dead. The light of light extinguished, and the word that spoke creation now struck dumb. The noontide sun wears widow's weeds, caparisoned in midnight's deepest black. God's firstborn son is sacrificed, the freedom lamb on this Passover moon. The temple's curtain ripped, the sanctuary exposed, the presence self-removed. Across the ancient valleys and Mount Olivet, deep stirring in the tombs. All bleak on earth, whilst fools stand stunned in Satan's rotten maw of death and sin, by cross condemned. God's life, invincible in Christ, begins the harrowing. For all who die in faith. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. O bid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. The 13th station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus is taken down from the cross. Was it for this the angel overtook me and bade me bear this last of David's line? Was it for this the shepherds came rejoicing, the star-led chieftains knelt before his sign? Was it for this the old man in the temple cradled him close and spoke of my heart's grief? We fled the swords of Herod into exile, long years of exile and the struggle of belief. Was it for this, obscurity returning, the long and weary way, the gospel road, this sorrow's path, this hill of sacrifice, pierced side from which salvation's blood has flowed? Serene marble Pieta, none, but keening wild, the mother holds the body of her only child. For the bereaved. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? The 14th station. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, for by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Jesus is laid in the tomb. Into a stranger's grave, a borrowed tomb, the remnant of salvation's hope is laid, wrapped in a linen shroud, the head bound tight. The agony is ended here, the price is paid. Relaxed in death, the mortal man lays down, defeat and dereliction hold the ring. In darkest night, which never has a dawn, bleak winter, which will never welcome spring. Here, the place where time has ceased to matter, matter degrades, resolving into dust. Decay, triumphant in death's lonely realm, corrodes eternity with time's cruel rust. This vault yet changed the destiny of man, for where it seemed to end, it all began. For the gifts of hope, of faith, and of love. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.